CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going to the surface of the planet Mars. Perseverance. Bob, you give us a tempting vision of where Perseverance is headed. Is this Ingenuity's idea? Is Ingenuity now running the mission?
I wouldn't say they're running the mission, but the picture I've posted on Behind the Black was one of the 10 color pictures that Ingenuity took on its August 15th scouting flight. That was its 12th flight, and they released those pictures finally, and this was one of those 12 pictures. The pictures were actually a set of six done twice from slightly different positions. The rover flew out over an area called South Sete. And as it flew, it took five pictures every 10 seconds or so. And then it shifted sideways about 5-10 meters, something like that, 5 meters. And then it came back, taking another set of five pictures every 10 seconds. So this is in between black and white images, but the color pictures therefore give them the opportunity to get stereoscopic images of those five locations. And the reason Ingenuity did this is because the section South Sete, they were originally not sure they could drive over this. And so what Ingenuity is doing is giving them a very close three-dimensional look now of the surface to see if the rover can go over. And I think the rover could easily go over this. This is much less harsh terrain than you see that Curiosity has gone across, and Perseverance got better wheels and a better design. So I don't think they have any problem. But they were initially, I think, being cautious because it just started the mission out. What this picture shows is small ripples, lots of dust, and some small rocks, pavement rocks. And what they're going to use this information to plan a very precise route in advance and probably go there. And that's a really good thing.
And it shows the genius of Ingenuity. They did not have this for Curiosity, and maybe that led to the damaged wheels that they've learned. Now we go to an unhappy story. I've allowed one today. Just one. This is about the 30-meter telescope that doesn't have a home. The poor TMT. Bob, the last time we checked, TMT was rejected by Hawaii for political events. Now it's rejected by the Canary Islands. Why, Bob?
Well, okay, so they want to build the TMT on Mauna Kea in Hawaii, and there have been protesters that have been blocking its build because of a variety of reasons that I'm not going to get into, but I just really...
Blocked.
Blocked. And the government, the democratically controlled government in Hawaii, is basically, they mouth support for TMT, but their actions have been to support the protesters. So it's blocked. And so TMT's consortium that's building it went out and talked to the Canary Islands, where there is already one of the biggest telescopes in the world, and said, could we build TMT there? And they originally said yes, and they made a deal, but this was a backup site. Well, there was a lawsuit by environmentalists in the Canary Islands, in the Spanish government, saying, no, you really can't do this. This is on public preserves. You can't build a telescope there. And the court, a local administrative court in the Canary Islands, has ruled now, no, that permit was invalid. You can't build a telescope here. If you had a commitment to build it here when you made the deal, then maybe so. But the fact that you were only using us as a backup and you really were just using us as a political ploy to force Hawaii to say yes, well, that's not valid, and so the permit's gone. So right now, TMT has no place to be built, and as far as I'm concerned, it's dead. I expect, actually, that the members of its consortium are going to slowly fade away into other telescopes, the giant Magellan telescope or the European extremely large telescope. Both are being built in Chile, which means that we will probably not have a ground-based large telescope in the Northern Hemisphere, and that's going to limit observations. The idea of TMT was to cover the Northern Hemisphere. I really think that the real solution is to stop building ground-based telescopes at all entirely. Put them in space where you don't have these political issues, and you won't be blocked by the thousands of new satellites that are going to go up very shortly, John.
The very cool, very famous, very mysterious asteroid Psyche. What have we learned, Bob?
Well, they're using a different telescope in Chile, the ALMA telescope, which is a radio array of telescopes. They have obtained very high-resolution images of the metal asteroid Psyche. It's metal. They think this is a very high-contact metal, which means it might be the core of a dead planet. We have a project going there, a probe going there in 26 it'll arrive. So I have a picture up showing its shape. It's not round, so this object, though large, is below planetary size. It's an asteroid, and it's distorted. And so the picture's there, and they have an idea that there's questions about it. They don't really understand the data they're getting. They're going to need the Psyche probe to arrive and take a close look, John. That'll answer the questions.
It's an alien planet, Bob. Okay, fine. Finally, back to Mars. What are we glimpsing? More cool pictures?
Yeah, this is another cool picture on Mars of what looks like dark material being blown about in a light-colored plane. And it's just, there's a mystery here, and it's just a cool image. And I've talked to scientists about it, and they give me some answers, but they contradict themselves as well, John.
Psyche, the deadline, the viewing date is 2026. So we'll get there. And the solid metal Psyche. Bob Zimmerman. Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.